Under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976, allowance is made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. The views and opinions expressed in this video and on UME Radio YouTube channel are those of the host and or the guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinion of UME Radio YouTube channel.
Let's talk
relationships on UME Radio.
So what are we talking about?
Marriage, dating, parenting, business,
and love, emotions, sex.
It's a conversation with me, Lady Misty,
and DJ KTE
on everything from hot topics to taboos.
Join us Mondays at 9 p.m. live on UME Radio.
Follow us at Let's Talk Relationship Show on Facebook or on UME Radio on Instagram. Let's talk relationships. Arguments for the grown.
Get the UME Radio app to listen wherever you are. That is UME Radio. One word.
UME Radio. Positive entertainment 24/7. Subscribe on YouTube and click the notification bell.
Welcome, welcome to Tonight LTR here on Yumi Radio. That's Let's Talk Relationship. And again, tonight we're in for a treat. Of course, this show, I think it's going to be a very, I would say maybe emotional show in a way. Bittersweet because it's kind of the last show before the year is over. And so we're going to be talking about some stuff. Just waiting for my co-host to get on board. We can have the famous duo going here tonight. Lady, Misty. Wow, and I'm hearing you just fine. I'm hearing you. Maybe your mic, did you try to take it out? Maybe put it back in, maybe? You're not hearing me. Yes, I'm hearing you. Oh boy, one of those days. Yeah, we can hear you, but you just can't hear us for some strange reason. I don't know, sometime maybe logging off and logging back on maybe may work, I guess. I don't know if that may be, that may cause something different to happen.
There we go.
Oh no, we can hear. Yeah. Hold on, he's gone again. Yeah, did you jiggle your wire or something? Did you check your wire maybe? Because I think you might have jiggled something. Yeah, when it jiggled something, it came on real good. So maybe the wire needs to be properly placed inside the plug. How is that? Can you hear now? How is that?
All right, let's see. Can you hear me?
I can definitely hear you. So, can you hear us now?
I don't know what's going on with my audio this evening.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, we know we got to get it going. Somehow, we need it tonight, Misty, so we've got to make it happen. Got to get it going tonight.
All right, go ahead, DJ KTE, and I'll be shortly.
All right. Well, I'll see if we can fly in one wing tonight. Okay, I'll try to make it happen. Yes. Yeah, so, folks, you see, sometimes we have these technical difficulties that happen. We can't always predict these man-made equipment. We're glad for them, but we know that they can sometimes we can sometimes not be able to maneuver them very well, or sometimes they can just break. So we try to do the best we can. The script is here for tonight. I'm excited about that. Anyway, so we got help from our producers, and they are very helpful. Whenever we fall into a little rut here, they're good and they're great in helping us to get back on track. And again, that's what teamwork is about. But again, tonight we welcome you guys to LTR, and it's really, really been an interesting year so far. And for those of you who have been watching us and seeing that we have been having a lot of different topics and different things that we've been addressing as far as relationship, we are very thankful because we've gotten some responses that people are really, 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 really being blessed by what we're doing here. So we want to, you know, say a big shout out to, you know, our continued listeners. We want to say thank you for being there with us for the entire year to this point. And, you know, we're here, and we're here not to, you know, advise you not to run a relationship. We're not here to tell you what to do with your life. We're here to just have the conversation. We're here to bring our views and bring what we think is placed in our hearts to share, and also bring to you resources that we feel can really benefit you and your family as a whole. So we're here to really, I guess, be that bridge, be that platform that will help to amplify one's voices, amplify, you know, our gifts, and we really like to stay and really empower folks and in our community, especially because, you know, we are really behind in so many ways. So we really want to empower our community and those who feel that they can connect with us and they can find a place where they can feel safe, a safe space, and a place where they can have a voice without being judged or criticized, but they can feel that they can get themselves the help they need.
I can hear you.
There you go.
I have to switch devices. Good nice. Evening, everyone. Good evening, DJ KTE. I can finally hear you. I was just
breathing. Well, I'm glad you got it worked. Very good, very good.
Yes.
I'm excited about that. Yes. So,
good evening, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Merry pre-Christmas.
Thank you, and the very same to you. I missed you last week.
Yes, me too. We missed you as well. We really, really missed. So glad to have you. I mean, hope you had a good time. I hope you really was, you know, enjoying your weekend.
I did last week. I celebrated 6 years of marriage.
Congratulations. Look at that, huh?
I'm moving up. So it was good. I give God thanks. Yes. All right, so
there was a kind of a rumble with the, I don't know if it's your cord, maybe like a wire is moving a lot, maybe.
You're hearing it now?
Yeah, it's like a rumble kind of a thing.
I don't know. I don't see anything moving.
Oh, okay, I'm not sure what that is. I'm not sure if it's me. Is it me?
I'm trying to be as still as possible to see anything moving. I don't know. Okay. I'll figure it out. I don't know. I try to be as still as possible, not moving. Anyhow, I hope and trust that we'll have a great show tonight. Thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk Relationships. We want to say a big thank you to all our partners, our supporters, our listeners, and viewers from all over the world. Of course, yes. I'm on my other device because I changed devices to see what's happening over there on YouTube. See what's happening, who is with us, who is here to keep our company this week. While I am doing that, we know you could be in so many other places tonight, but you are here with me, and you are here with me and DJ KTE as we hold it down for you another night. Welcome. All right, again, welcome to the show. I am Lady Misty, and this, me, of course, is my amazing co-host,
DJ KTE. Yes, I'm the one.
Right. DJ KTE, is it. Well, we want to say a happy birthday, of course, to anyone who is celebrating a birthday in this month, this season. It's a very festive season, so happy birthday to you.
And my season, too. This is my season here, okay? It's my birth month, so I'm a little bit...
Oh, it's your birth month?
Yes, I'm a little bit, you know, a little bit on the excited, you know.
All right, great. That sounds good, DJ KTE. And if you are celebrating an anniversary, happy anniversary to you. You know, we're all about love and happiness over here. So happy anniversary to you. Drop a line in the comment section. Of course, we will give you a big shout out if it is your anniversary.
All right. Yes. So I'm excited. Oh, and folks, tonight, remember, this is now December 20th. And time is flying by, like I said, it's flying by. And it is now exactly 9:15 p.m.
All right. So we are already in the show. So let us hasten along. So to listen or to watch this episode or any other episode later on, of course, you can also listen to us on You Me Radio on all major digital platforms, including via our apps, of course, or app.umeradio.com. UMe Radio is one word. And we are available on the Apple and Google app stores. We are also on CarriVision, reaching 1.7 million homes. iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Google, Podbean, Spotify, Stitcher, Player FM, and Listen Notes. So, we are discussing and we're going to have a conversation tonight on the topic depression at Christmas time. And that's going to be followed by some Christmas stories and how to be Pennywise this Christmas. Listen, if it's any advice we need that kind of advice this Christmas, all right?
Yeah, so, I believe that.
Yes, yes, yes. So before we get into tonight's conversation, however, I saw a post on Facebook. And it was a letter, actually, about a proposal. And I thought it very interesting, and I sent a screenshot of it to the team, and there was a discussion in the group this evening. So it says, my boyfriend proposed to me today at the movies. I didn't let him finish proposing because, number one, I thought it was a joke. And two, I immediately thought, seriously, at the movies? We had discussed how I wanted to be proposed to. I just wanted to look decent and like a professional photographer, or at least someone there to take pictures, and I wanted it a little more elegant. Okay. I told him this. He instead proposed to me after mostly everyone left the theater and the staff was next to us picking up trash. But I felt like I should have said yes, because that's also how I felt in the moment. My heart was racing. I was so happy thinking about it. And he explained, while on one knee, that he chose movies because it's our thing. We always go to movies. It's our thing to do. And it warmed my heart. I don't know if that makes sense. I just don't know if I'm wrong or something. Please help me. I'm sad and disappointed now. I feel like the whole proposal thing is going to suck the second time around. Will I feel those happy feelings again? What are your thoughts, DJ KTE?
Oh, man. Oh, wow. I guess, you know, something like that, second time around, is going to be probably awkward. Probably it'll lose that freshness, that, you know, that spontaneity that it had, that surprise element, you know. But, hey, you know, I like how she kind of went back and forth with the fact that she did feel a certain kind of way, but she felt she kind of blew it because he was being, you know, authentic in what he wanted to do. Because in his mind, it was like, you know, it was our thing, you know, we like going to the movies, and she felt that she ruined it, you know. So I can see how she could say, well, I mean, how can he go again? Because he did what he felt was the most effective thing for him, you know. So the second time around, it seems more natural, more planned, and you kind of want it to be a surprise, you know. So you probably won't get a second time to make it happen that way.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to us. Let me know what you think. My personal view is they had a discussion about this before. So she kind of gave him guidelines as to how she wanted to be proposed to. Now, I think he should have listened to that. I understand the sentiment, however, behind that, you know, the movies is their thing, and, you know, that's something that they hold special. I think, though, that if he was going to choose that at least some elements of what she asked for should have been in there. Like, for example, I've I have a friend who she was proposed to at the movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she said, yes?
And she said, yes, they're married now. They celebrated 3 years, a couple of days before mine. So I think he could have put more thought into it, into what she wanted. I know the proposals are for the woman. Yeah, I know. But, you know, the thought, it's the thought behind it. The fact that she had outlined some of the things that she wanted, like, you know, having a professional photographer. It would have been nice to have some of her friends and family there rather than just, you know, the staff there. You know, it was almost closing. Maybe he could have reached out to the movie theater, because that's what my friend's husband did. He reached out to the movie theater and, you know, had a nice meeting in the intermission. So he was doing really good. He put thought into it. So, you know, I think that's why she's battling with it, because, you know, the thought behind it, even though the movies is their thing.
Right, right.
You know, and, you know, it just goes to show that sometimes, man, you have to listen, man. You have to listen, because these things are important to us. But I like the fact, though, that she understood the rationale behind the movies and all of that. But guys, as we continue on in discussion, let me know what you think about that, you know, proposal, you know, that whole situation. Let me know what you think.
You mean Bloopin' Blunders, huh? Propose a Bloopin' Blunder, is that what it is?
I know, right? I know, right? And I think if the gentleman really listens to her and plans it again, she will be genuinely surprised, and, you know, it will come out the way that she probably wants it. So I think so.
I hear you.
I guess two times a charm, who knows?
Hey.
All right, so we are jumping right in, so let's go. So we'd like to share a clip from the Weekend Show, iWeekends, December 18th episode, Community Health Check, after which we'll have a conversation about dealing with stress, worry, and depression at Christmas time. So here we go.
Hi. How have you been? How's your weekend? You know what time it is. It's time for Community Health Check. Sometimes a simple, how are you, is enough to make someone's day. Today, we'll be talking about managing stress. This is a topic that's being discussed due to a social media Facebook Live that was aired earlier this week. In this live, 44-year-old Rajee Sharif confessed to what is now a double homicide and suicide.
Chilling live stream, a man confessing on Facebook to killing his ex-girlfriend in Baltimore before police say he turned the gun on his ex-wife and then himself.
Felt like a dream. Like, I never thought I would be that guy. It's just the holidays, man. I don't have no family, nothing. Anyway, I just did something crazy.
WJZ scoured court records and obtained protective orders Wendy Black had filed against him, the most recent last year. She wrote, he threatened to kill me with a gun.
From this video, you can see that our actions and how we manage our stress is very important. Here are some signs of stress and some management strategies and techniques. But first, let's look into what is stress. Science defines stress as a state of mental or bodily tension caused by physical, emotional, or mental factors. Stress can be either brought by external or internal conditions or stressors. External causes of stress could be due to environmental, psychological, or social situations. Internal causes could be a result of medical conditions or any disease. Why managing stress is vital. Managing stress is vital because it has a strong and lasting impact on people's lives and can lead to adverse conditions. Apart from causing hurdles in personal space, it can have a drastic consequences on one's health, ability to function, or perform properly at school or professional space. It can negatively take a toll on one's energy levels, moods, relationships, and social life. So now let's get into some stress alarms or symptoms. First one is your cognitive alarm. This includes loss of memory, poor focus, and judgment, pessimistic thoughts, anxiety, persistent worry. Emotional alarm, mood swings, irritability or short-temperedness, restlessness or aggression, overwhelmness, social isolation or loneliness, depression. Physical alarm, headaches or bodily pain, digestive problems, decreased immunity, nausea or fatigue, increased heartbeat or blood pressure, loss of physical desire, and last but not least, behavior alarm. Eating or sleeping disorders, lessen your social life, negligence of responsibilities, substance abuse, this could be resorting to alcohol, cigarettes or drugs, and nervousness.
Wow.
All right. Wow. Some very, very interesting information there.
Yes. Yeah.
About stress and the things that can cause stress.
Uh-huh.
And, indeed, ways how to manage stress. And this can be a very, very stressful time, you know, trying to get everything done, trying to get, you know.
Yeah.
All the things prepared for Christmas, trying to make everybody happy. It can be stressful.
It can be, yeah. And, you know, that clip there was really, really kind of just kind of, it threw me a bit, you know, because it sounded so intelligent and so calm and so, you know, well put together in his wording, you know, I did this, and look at what he did. So sometimes you can't go by the outside, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So, but definitely. I guess it's just, yeah, this is about time, I guess, to get a guest on.
Yes. So to join the discussion tonight, we have Adrian Berth. He is an aircraft structural repairer in the U.S. Army and avid conversationalist. And of course, we have Coach Raquel, host of Finding Happy Podcast and a success coach. As a coach, he helps people leverage their breakdowns in order to achieve breakthroughs. That's right. So
Welcome.
Our intent is to inspire, yes, educate, and motivate. So we hope that you find the information that is going to be shared tonight extremely helpful to you. Good night, lady and gentleman. How are you?
Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
Welcome, and let me say season's greetings to you both.
Yeah.
In case we don't see each other until after.
Thank you.
After the holidays. All right. So tonight we are going to be talking about depression in at Christmas time, this season, while it's festive and, you know, it brings on this bubbly feeling inside, that doesn't happen for a lot of people. A lot of people experience depression and deep depression, might I add, at this time of the year. So can you tell us some reasons why people go through these kinds of depressions at this time of the year?
You want to go first, Raquel?
All right, let me say, lady before gentleman. Okay, all right.
Always.
Well, thank you. You know what I think? I think there is such pressure of expectation. And I think sometimes people get stressed even before there are any requirements, because there's this anticipation of expectations. I know that for me, I get anxious because when it comes this time, I anticipate persons asking me to get myself out of my comfort zone to participate and to get involved. So I think that sometimes that expectation of what the season should bring, what it should be about, how I'm supposed to be.
Right.
I'm supposed to be celebrating, or I'm supposed to have food in the house. If there's no other time when things should look like I'm flourishing, this should be the time. So I think that kind of pressure sometimes can really negatively affect people as they go about their lives. But if I may comment on the video that we saw, that was shared. I mean, I guess in the back of my head, my question is, what would make a man, what could prompt a man or make a man feel so trapped or so without choices or so limited choices that he would he would leave his kids orphaned, especially in this season.
Yeah.
Wow. At this time.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are we missing? Yeah. What are we missing? You know, because he must have, I am thinking he must have felt trapped, cornered, out of choices. Like, what else do I do is what I'm thinking in my mind. And then for him to broadcast this, which means that he wanted to be heard, but I think sometimes there's this thing called shame that can be such a great motivator to get us to, that shame get us into to make choices that are not favorable. And then, of course, removing himself, because who's going to face that after that? You know, and I think it's just, my heart goes out to him, and my heart goes out to the ladies too. But my heart goes out to him, because I think sometimes we miss it. Expectations.
Yeah.
Is what I think. Yeah.
I mean, for me, it's mainly the lack of persons around you. Because personally, I've haven't been to that extent as yet. But being in the military, I was away from my family for over a year.
Okay.
And it was Christmases and holidays without them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's, and I think COVID exacerbated that like immensely.
Okay.
Because it's not that I couldn't travel, but COVID had the base lockdown, so I couldn't go anywhere. Okay. So I got to that point, but the key is to recognize that you're at that point and just get out there. Because it will go to a point where you want people around you, but you want to control the people that are around you. So you don't want to go anywhere. Ooh. And that makes it worse. So at one point, I have to force myself to go out.
Like,
go. Yes, because if I stayed in the house, trust me, I would probably go crazy.
Wow.
So, and it's another thing that I've never been to Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I live there now, and I'm by myself. Like, I can tell you, not only, it's like, overall, I know 3 Jamaicans.
Wow.
So is that sense of familiarity that you can speak your own language and that comfort zone? Like, you find somebody that understands you culturally. But when you don't have that, you feel alone. You might be surrounded by people, but you really feel alone.
Wow.
I get it. So I'm hearing expectations, I'm hearing environment. And, you know, I wanted to talk to us about, you know, those two things relationally. Because I know, especially at a time like this, and I think we spoke about this on last year's show, some of the expectations that you'd have relationally, you know, you're single and you're expected to, you know, be with somebody for the holidays, or, you know, you're with somebody, you're married, and you are expecting all of these nice things for the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And are our expectations too high sometimes? Are we putting too much value on these things? Are we putting value on the wrong things? Are we prioritizing the wrong things that will lead us to depression? What are your thoughts?
You know, as I listened to Adrian, mine is so, what he said, I'm like the opposite. My anticipation or anxiety comes when I think people are going to ask me to come by
Oh, wow.
I'm telling
you. No, I'm staying home. I'm not going anywhere.
I hope the wrong people don't hear this, but I didn't know. I think it's because I was such a people pleaser.
Okay.
For a long time in my life, I would, and it wasn't because, it's funny that I said I was people pleasing, but I wasn't a people pleaser. Okay. I was doing what I thought I had to do. Mm-hmm. Because these people are people I care about. And so I would find myself traveling to different places and spaces. And I'm this one's family and that one, because people felt she's single and alone. So I don't know. For me, I felt like it was the pity party. But the truth of the matter is, I didn't really want to go anywhere. I wanted to stay home. I just wanted to have my refrigerator stocked with fruits and vegetables. Mm. And I have my snacks and whatever. And then I just want to chill at home. And if someone would like to come and join me, then great. Okay. But one of the issues I have with going everywhere, especially, you know, when I used to drive, like I had to take everyone everywhere, you know. And then for me now, even this Christmas, like I was having like heavy anxiety because I was invited to come and spend time. I mean, even this morning we're having conversation and I'm like, I am just hoping that God works something out to get me out of it, to be honest with you. Because not because I'm antisocial, but because for me personally, for me to really have a good time, it's more than just being around people. Okay. It has to be, I have to be able to be, this is what I'm afraid of sometimes is, getting myself out of my happy place and get to a place where I'm not happy, but I cannot really say it because I don't want to hurt feelings or I just want to.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And when I'm not able to decide, okay, so what's the environment going to be like? How many persons are going to be there? No, the COVID thing is happening. After the event, I have to come back home and I live alone. Yes. If I get sick, like there's so many things that I'm thinking, but I think persons think that if you're single and you're alone, then oh my God, what's gonna happen to you? But I may be single and I'm the only person in my home, but I have all the entertainment I need.
But there you go. You know, I mean, they're people who are loner by nature. They don't mind being alone. They actually, you know, once they create that environment when they have their, you know, their thing to view, their things to watch, their song to sing or listen to, they're fine.
And it's not that I want to be alone, you know. Uh-huh. It's that, how do I explain it? It's that I would rather be alone than be in a space where I'm not happy.
Wow.
Do you understand what I mean? Right. So I would rather be home by myself rather than going to a space where, and do not get me wrong, I mean, the people that for example, the person who invited me is a lovely person, but I know she's going to have a lot of family around. And this is it for me. This is one of the things too that I know to have to think about. Like, I'm there, you're married, you have your family and you have your kids. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to be up close and personal with all of that. Do I want to be up close and personal with you being so happy and your family's here? I don't really have family. And all of that start bringing feelings. I now start thinking, oh, look at her with her family and I don't have a family. Like, I don't want to, it's not that I want to be alone, but I don't want to be in a space that would make me feel worse than if I was alone.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Understandable. Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does.
I mean, to piggyback off that, sometimes it's, honestly, sometimes it's just the family. Like, they put an external pressure on you at family events sometimes. True. Like, for example, I have a cousin, right? He's like a career guy, goal-oriented, and he's like 37, no kids. And I kid you not, every family gathering, uncles, aunts, when you're getting a child, when you're getting married,
man.
And it's like pressure. And I can see it on him, and he gets frustrated.
That feels
too much sometimes.
So sometimes that's an issue.
Yeah, as someone who's married for the past 6 years, I get that all the time. Wow. It's time, you know. So that's pressure in and of itself, and you know. You know, this time should be having a baby to be nice around.
It's crazy.
Time. I get that a lot, and it annoys me to the peak.
Yeah, wow. It's a part of the
lot of times.
Yeah,
persons don't understand your story.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And you know, I just say, just leave people's rooms alone.
Yeah.
Leave their rooms and leave their wombs.
Yes, because, you know, every couple is different. Every relationship is different, and the dynamics change as the marriage goes on. You don't know if they plan not to have any children and just don't tell you, you know. Yeah. And sometimes
people are just projecting like their ideas.
They are
you.
Projecting, absolutely. And unfortunately, sometimes they do it in public. They do it in an open space, and I'm an introverted kind of person. I don't like that kind of attention. Like I don't.
Okay.
Like I'll have a person say to me. You're going to have the same, I love her so much and I know her intentions. And every time she relates to her daughter, because I know the godmother for her daughter, and she's like, oh, you're going to have a child. And I'm like, I don't think I want to have children. And she's like, well, I'm telling you, you're going to have, and I'm sitting there like, and I'm saying to myself, you know, I'm just going to let her have it because I have come to my own where I am happy with how I want to go about whether or not I have children. If I don't want to birth a child, I just don't want to birth a child. And I don't know. It's the things that I think we bring these unwanted, useless pains and growing pains on ourselves by projecting and having these, harboring these desires that are baseless. And sometimes I wonder if it's just that we don't know what else to say.
Well, you know, I think that's a part of it. But I think as well, going back to, you know, why people get depressed at this time of the year is that a lot of people don't plan from January. They really don't. And the last time I checked, time is flying by. Before you know it, it is December. And it's like, oh my God. And so, you know, December, of course, you know, in our culture, is a time of giving. And, you know, it's supposed to be that way. As we're saying, as a coach would say, expectations. So now what do? I didn't plan my money right. I didn't plan my budget right. You know, I was supposed to have done this. If I did this before, what could have, would have, should have. Now you feel pressured, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that also is a part of the reason why so many folks, they get this anxiety, you know, and they figure, if I do give something, would it be good enough? You know,
definitely.
You know, because I have many people to give to, my family, my brother, and it's like, now I'm thinking, man, you know, and so you kind of feel overwhelmed. And again, expectations, man, that's a big one. You know, the wifey wants to make sure she's happy. You know, to make sure she's happy. And her mom goes to say, honey, what did your husband give you? You know what I'm saying? you go to church and they go ask you, what did you get from your husband this year? What happened? I mean, people ask us, they go on the job. New Year's happened. What happened this Christmas? What did you do this Christmas? What happened? You know, come on. You know, it's like, it can be very tough. So these are reasons why we can have a very, very hard, we can hear of these depressing moments.
I remember times when I mean, I'm so grown, I'm proud of myself this year, but I remember most of my life, Christmas was the most important time of the year for me. And my dream was to have a family.
Okay, why so?
Really have a family, you know? And for those times when I was around like my siblings or whatever, everybody would want to have this big get together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it would become so chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've seen that.
I only experienced it once, but I became traumatized by it, man. It's like you're going beyond your capacity, and you know it's going to fail because you can see people going beyond their capacity. But they're going anyway. They want this big thing and this big thing and this, and you just watch this roller coaster ride, you know, just going downhill real fast. And it's a scary place to be. And I don't know, then you become that outlet for the person who are not happy. And I used to be that outlet where persons I would just take it and not say anything because at the time I was just so happy to be where they were. So I would just take it, and I'm apologizing even if I didn't do anything. And I found that happened to me when, because I kind of grew up in an informal foster care system. So most of my life I've been single. I've never been married. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never lived with a guy. So, and I remember my friends would do the same thing, and I would be so nervous, and I would go with them to somewhere. Mm-hmm. And for them, it's like, I'm not talking enough. I'm not getting engaged enough, but these are people I don't know.
Oh, boy.
And so I would just find myself just being so sad, and I would go home and just cry, like just so sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I felt like I was between a rock and a hard place. How do I make them happy, but still be okay?
Be happy.
You know? Yeah. And I think around this time too, there's so much family thing happening that if you don't have one or a healthy one, or one where you're happy, that too can lead one to feel, look at this fantasy on TV. I remember I used to say to God, how is it that man can write such a great ending, but you seem not to be able to? In those movies, right? You see this happiness, and no matter what they go through, they still get to this happy place. And I'm realizing that it's not that the happy place isn't there, because this year I'm so happy if I get to stay home, you know? And it has nothing to do with the things or the fantasy. It is just being able to be in spaces where you feel safe, for me anyway.
So
I
coach,
do understand that. Go ahead, yes.
So, Coach Rekio, so yes. 1 to 10, what are the odds of you going to this particular family invitation here? Or 1 to 10, where are we? I mean, we're at a 5, we're at a 6,
sounds
we're at
like a 2.
Where are we?
At the risk of putting myself in further trouble, this is it, right? I want to go for her.
Okay.
For her, yes.
But not for you.
It's not what I want.
Oh boy.
It's not what's going to make me happy.
Okay, folks, let's pray. Father, let's pray.
That's right.
This one is prayer.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean it in a bad way. And I just love her for even thinking of it or wanting me to be there, but it's just not. It's not what I'm desiring right now. I would rather just have a great conversation virtually. You know, I want to be at peace this Christmas. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to do what I want to do. I don't want to share anybody's bathroom. I know I must sound horrible.
Poor child.
And maybe I am, but I've earned the right to be spoiled. I've earned it. I think I've paid my dues. I've paid my debts. And it's just how I'm feeling about it. I don't think anyone should feel pressured into doing things that may have you. I will listen to a person say, oh my God, it was so stressful. When it's finished and all done, right? Oh my God, it was so stressful. Oh my God, I'm so tired. And I'm like, so why did you go through all of that? Like, I'm not quite sure. What's the return on investment there? I don't get it.
But you know, Coach Rekio, as I'm hearing you, mm-hmm. I can see someone out there saying, oh my God, I'm not alone. You know?
I mean, that's true.
I thought it was just me feeling that way, because there are many people right now who having your same feeling. They're really feeling what you're feeling.
And it's not that introverts are there.
Yeah, I am.
But it's not just because I don't want to have company. It's just what comes with going out there. I don't like crowds. And one too many times, I'm an introvert. So like I'm on here and we're having a conversation, I might over-talk. If I'm very, very close to you, I'll over-talk. But if I'm not close to you, I'm very silent.
Wow.
And just imagine persons come and say, you okay?
That's me when I go out.
You're not saying anything.
If I'm in a new environment, I'm silent.
That's me.
I'm going to observe what's going on.
Exactly. That's me. And that is me.
Once I start, I start.
Exactly. Once I get comfortable. And I don't know. It's just, I would rather do something that just leaves me having a good experience. I just don't want to have a bad experience.
So, okay. I like both of you to share.
Yes.
An experience where you were at a place, right? There was a gathering, some kind of social event where you really felt very awkward, and somehow you got out of it. Just give me one of those experiences that you've had.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, Adrian has so many. He has so many. Pick one. Pick one, Mr. Bird. Just one.
I'll pick a good one.
Yes.
Pick a good one. Yes.
I made it through that night.
There was this competition, right? When I was in Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
And you were supposed to submit a question to the ambassador of the US.
Okay.
And if your question is picked or selected, you had to go to the embassy, you know, to ask that question.
Wow. Yes.
And I got suited and booted. Went in through all the security checkpoints and got in there, and it was like a sea of people, plus the ambassador herself.
Oh,
and the officials. And I was just in a corner by myself.
Come on.
And I felt overwhelmed, and I really didn't like talk. Like, people had name tags on, and you know that, hi, my name is, and your name, whatever. And people came up to me and started talking, and I froze.
Oh, wow.
And it was until, and I'm a sociable person.
Yeah.
And it was until I saw a friend of mine that we did a ambassador program with prior. I saw him there, and he was looking just as lost as I was.
And I just waved to him. You found a friend. Sheldon.
And honestly, seeing that familiar face, like the burden just lifted off my shoulders. And I started talking to everybody. And sometimes you just need that one push.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you'll be fine. Usually the push is wine or alcohol of some sort. It's liquid courage for a reason, right?
And that's so, plenty this season. And that's plenty.
Oh yeah, especially that sorry man. That's mine.
It's funny, in that kind of environment, that's where I thrive. You put me in any business environment, I know what to do. But you put me in a social environment where I will start talking business.
Give us one.
But I remember, I'm going to give you one where someone felt I needed to get out of my home. I remember my dad had passed, and that it was the weekend following when his burial. And some of the persons who at the time were my friends came and like, you need to get out of the house. We're going down to see my mother. Let's go. I didn't really have a choice, and I went.
Oh boy.
And I remember when I went, we were sitting, they had a veranda, right? And their mom was sitting there, and two of the persons were in the room, one lying down. They were both lying down on different beds. And I was sitting right by the door, because when I got there, I realized there were like two tombstones in the yard. And for some reason, I just couldn't take my eyes off it, because I fainted at my father's funeral, so I didn't see where they laid him. So that's what I kept thinking about the whole time. But as I was sitting there internally, like when I sit initially, I was feeling a little pained, you know, like, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I did not go. I don't know where he's laid. That's what I was thinking, looking at the tomb. But every now and again, their mom would just kind of like touch me. And it was just the most amazing feeling. I can't even explain it. Every now and again, she would just touch me and smile, you know, just touch me on my thigh, and she would just smile, almost as though she knew what was happening with me.
Oh wow.
And so I thought, you know, I sat there, I didn't really talk, because again, it's a social environment, so I just sat one place. If someone says something, I politely say, hi, that's wonderful, yes, and you know. And I remember we're on our way back, and nobody said anything.
Oh, that sounds like and that then,
sounds. Yes. And then one of them asked me a question. She said, I heard you bought your own home. Wasn't it expensive? And I was like, I'm not sure. I don't know. And then nothing again. And then afterwards, and then another question. And I said, but don't you have to pay your car payments as well every month? And I said, I do. You know, confused, and then there was silence again, and I got home.
Oh, wow.
And then after they dropped me off, I was inside my home, you know, sitting and stuff. And then I heard a knock on the door. One of them came back. She said she forgot to say something to me. So she was standing at the gate, like the garage gate. So I said to her, you can come in. Let me get the key and open. And she said, no, I don't have to come in. I'm like, you can come in. You know, so I opened it and she came in. I was making, I was making smoothie. That's what I was making.
Uh-oh.
So she came into the house, and because of what I was doing in the kitchen, I said to her, you could just come. And I remember she pinned herself to one corner of the kitchen and she was just looking at me, and it was weird and funny, but I didn't know what to say. I wanted to say something, but I didn't know what to say because the whole silence, then those two questions, then yeah. They never looked at the house or anything after being curious about it. Mm-hmm. And then she said to me, you're making this place a memoriam of your father, and it's just not right. Oh, wow. I didn't even know what that meant. So I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then she said, I can't believe
you came. Strange exchange.
I know, right? And then she said, I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed because I can't believe you came to our home and you just sat there for the whole time and you said nothing. I swear inside of me collapsed. Inside me, I felt like I collapsed on the inside.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm thinking to myself, I just buried my dad.
I mean, you're grieving. It's
like I didn't want
to. And you're doing that in your own way.
Exactly. And not just that. What she doesn't know is her mom was there touching me the whole time.
Oh, wow.
That was so comforting for me, you know? And I've had so many of those experiences. It's the reason now I am a lot more protective of my peace of mind.
Yeah.
And I'd just rather not come, because I'm telling you, people invite you and just expect you to become this social butterfly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everybody's personality is different.
I think I can give you that too, but
everybody that knows my husband knows that he is the social butterfly. And I am still in the cocoon, just, you know, waiting.
Yeah. And I will suffer in silence. And that's my problem.
Yeah, and sometimes it's a little bit overwhelming when they want you to be on that same lit energy, because he be lit, you know, and I'm just chill. You know, and it can be really intimidating. People are like, so why aren't you? And it doesn't mean that I'm not having fun.
Exactly.
That I am not having fun the way
you want me to. Exactly.
Me to have fun. And sometimes a lot of persons, they judge you mistakenly because you are not, you know.
Yeah, you behave like you're better than them. And then there's this thing that people like to ask you, which
it's not that case at all.
At all. And like, are you Jamaican? You don't talk Jamaican. I'm like, how do Jamaicans talk? Because I've lived here. I was born here. I have never left here. This is the Jamaican here. Oh my goodness. Likewise. It's ridiculous.
But, you know, clash in personalities also will cause, you know, depression, because it's a sociable time. It's time people get together, families get together, friends get together. And you having that kind of a personality does affect how you see yourself. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have a good understanding of yourself, it becomes becomes a real pressure. Yeah. And a lot of persons don't know how to handle that kind of anxiety and that kind of pressure and that kind of expectation being impressed upon you that you have to be, you know, outside there and you have to be this kind of person. Mm-hmm. So it's very good that we are tolerant of each other, especially in this time. Just know that we are tolerant of each other and tolerant of how persons' personalities are. So that we can get through this season a little bit smoother.
Sometimes it's us that apply the pressure to ourselves. Like,
true.
As a father, like, you want to make your child happy, and you want to make your spouse happy. Because I was reading an article in the Gleaner the other day where there was this father that says he wants to make his two daughters happy, but he's looking for donations for a gift. And I'm saying, I'm sure anything that you give to your daughters, man, that they'll appreciate it. I remember a Christmas where my mother went downtown and she bought, like, I don't know if you guys remember this, but you remember there was like like this plastic sword, toy soldier that had like a parachute on it, and the fun was just to throw it up in the air and watch it come down.
Don't worry, we old school up in here. We old
She bought me that, and that was the one of the best gifts I got that year. And growing up, I like seeing the same thing. I said she didn't pay much for this, but the fact that she got it to me was everything. So I say, yo, just. You can go downtown, you can buy a, like a little one of those dolls for like $100, man, or $200 or $300, and and just wrap it nice and give it to your daughter. And I'm sure she'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
So don't put this unnecessary expectation on yourself.
As I hear you talk about this, and we're going into, you know, how we can help, you know, some of the suggestions to help others this season. But that's one of the things, you know, I'd want us to talk a little bit about, you know, how budgeting and spending and so on. Because listen, one of the things that stress people out now is spending and budgeting, decorating. You know we how we are in the Caribbean and getting
the
house and we want the new curtain. And I'm feeling stressed out right now. Because you know you want your house to have that different look, and you do your spring cleaning, and you want new flowers, and you want new this, and you want new that, and it will stress you all the way out.
I mean, more so now because of social media, because everybody's taking pictures and putting their stuff up.
Listen,
so feel the need to live up to what they see, and they're understanding that what you see on Instagram is a highlight reel.
Exactly.
It's not life.
And TikTok, don't forget TikTok.
Yeah,
that's too much. Crazy.
So I guess it's safe to say. We got to really watch out for this word expectation.
Oh, yeah.
It can really, really, I mean, put a hurt on our own selves, as your brother was saying.
And crush your self-esteem, too.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Yes. You know, absolutely.
And we put too much pressure on ourselves.
Yes, we do.
One other thing I've learned over the years, I learned from my pastor, Pastor Dean Brown. And what he said was that he tried to live his moments throughout the year with that kind of fluid kind of giving, the kind of spirit where it's not like it's this one special time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll surprise you with a gift in the middle of the year.
Right. Now,
what's this for? Well, I just want to give you a gift, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you practice those things, it won't seem so strange
when
Christmas comes, you know? Some people, they have this one time in their lives, I got to go to church and Easter Sunday, but they get sick the night before. Oh, my God, I can't go to church. The one night, you know, I want to make it to New Year's Eve night. The one Sunday, and they can't go. The car broke down.
Yeah.
So the year is ruined.
Yeah, and the thing is for me, this is it for me. Like, I pay attention to how you interact with me throughout the year. Uh-huh. And for me, I'm just like, you're not supporting me in my business. You don't know what I'm doing. You don't know how I'm getting on because the support isn't there. So now we are at this end of the year. You don't know where my state of mind is. You don't know where my wellness is. But this once of this year, you want me to come out so you can have this dream event that you hope for. And I'm not saying it is in this particular case, but I'm just saying.
It's very common.
And I think what we really should do is just love each other more all the time. I don't want my life to be about once a year, and I don't celebrate birthdays. So let me just put that out there. So I know it's also my birth month, so persons are thinking, oh my gosh, so and so. But you know what? Instead of spending all this money to travel, to go here and there and everything, you stock my refrigerator for me and let me stay home. How about
that? Stack it up.
Mean? Like look out for who isn't having a good time. Who does not have the essentials, the basics? You talk about budget. A lot of people are spending monies they don't have. Somebody actually said to me when I said, no, I'm still waiting, you know, I want to see what my budget is going to look like, what stuff is going to, I said to me, I could lend you. I'm like, lend me what? For what? Like, why would I even want a holiday on higher purchase?
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, and it's
especially
crazy.
Now.
Mm-hmm. It is crazy. I mean, there's so much going on. We're operating as though COVID is a thing of the past.
Yeah.
You know, and to be honest, the person who was inviting me over, her whole family caught a cold. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Right? And she's saying it's not the COVID. So I'm just like, I don't know that.
I'm not a doctor.
So now to even go, I would have to go stock up on masks, stock up on sanitizer. You know what I mean? Because I'm now leaving my home. I'm going to have to. It's just too much. I just think it's too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know what? You know what I'm hearing as well is that I think we are afraid of the guilt we feel. So a lot of times,
FOMO, fear of missing out,
loving ourselves, you know, like, you know what, it's okay. They may feel bad for a day or two, maybe a week, but they'll get over it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've come to a place in my life where it's like, yes, you know, you might be disappointed, but at the end of the day, you know, you'll be fine. And I sure want to be fine. You know, so it's
difficult to disappoint, though, you know, especially like I've brought my little circle very like it's one, you know, but there's I'm telling you, like, even this morning she called me about 5 o'clock. She woke me up like she's like, I'm going to be busy all day today. So I just wanted to see if you're and I'm telling you, like, my heart is racing. I'm like, oh, my God, how do I? And I had to sit in my truth anyway. I had to still sit in my truth and said, you know, I will try to see if I can come, but if I can't, I'm just not going to be able to. I want, and I had to speak my truth and say, I want to be happy this year. I want to have peace of mind this year. I want to be in a space where I'm very, when it comes to home and food, it's just so important to me, the energy around it. And I can't even imagine staying in a room and then hearing, oh my gosh, an extra person came. Would you mind sharing the room or whatever? it would just drive me crazy.
Okay, so coach, I got the answer. I got the answer for you, coach. I got the answer for you, coach. I tell you what. Yeah. I fly down. Okay. Do some nice makeup, some light makeup, right? I'll do the job, right? And I go there. I won't see a word. See, the knowing that's for somebody who wouldn't speak much. So I stay quiet. And I show up, right? As Raquel, how about that? How about that, Raquel?
DJ Casey is planning to go right in.
Might be a business idea.
Yeah, all I say is
if you have people who professionally cry at funerals.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh, are you kidding?
Yes, they do.
I did not know that.
Oh yeah, you got people who professionally cry at funerals.
They have rates if you want a loud prior.
Oh, yeah. They charge for the theatrics.
My goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
If I go and the food tastes good, I won't share what I'm going to say. Mm-mm-mm. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my God.
Let's use Zoom. Let's after the Christmas holiday and the rush and everything, let's go somewhere. And I don't know. I think we need to learn to but just focus on that which is most important. Wow. And I think we need to ask people, like, what are your, it's like when you talked about the earlier, Misty, about the man who proposed to the lady at the theater. To me, listen to me, hear and understand me. Those things are so much more valuable to me. Like invest some time in understanding who I am and what works for me. Why would you want to take me out of my environment? Listen, if you're thinking, oh, I don't want you to be alone, have you asked me if I'm okay being alone? How about that? We have to get to a place of what real love is supposed to be. Wow. It cannot be just about what I think is good for you. It has to be me investing the time and the understanding to learn you. To learn how you want love demonstrated, how you want me to demonstrate care towards you. And then I do that.
Love language thing, right?
Exactly. And I think that happens even amongst friends. Because, you know, I'm going to have to tell this, my friend who I love so deeply, my darling, I want to be at home. I want to be at home this holiday.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I do. You know, and I love you. I love you. And I just in case she's listening to this.
But Raquel, she's saying.
And just in case she's listening.
But Raquel, she's saying, the way to demonstrate love to her is show up, right?
And so that's she's just saying, it. And I understand, and I can understand that if that's what she's asking for, but then yeah. I would just let her know that that's not something I'm able to grant her this Christmas. So can you give me what else could work from where I'm at? I just, it's just the whole Christmas. And then this is another thing, right? You show up at one place and did not show up at the other.
Mm. Oh boy. So, Coach Raquel, if it was only her and her family, mm-hmm. just like her husband, maybe her child or whatever it was, a small,
yes.
would that be different
yes.
for you?
It would be different for me. Yes.
Oh,
it would be different for me. I would be more inclined to take the risk.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, guys. We need to shift gears a bit. So, yes. I want to ask you now, and I need to hear from both of you. What are suggestions that you will give now to support those who need, you know, that kind of support because they're going through, you know, a depressing time this season? Mm-hmm. What are some of the tips that you would give to persons who may be feeling stressed out at this time?
My advice on depression on a whole is get a hobby. You will be surprised what you'll be surprised what a hobby can do. Mm-hmm. Like if you, because you're depressed because, well, I'm not gonna stay here and say I'm a psychologist or anything, but sometimes you get depressed when you're in your own head.
Yes.
Like you're basically causing your depression. So mm-hmm. if you have a hobby that you can drown yourself in, something that will take all of your brain power. Like I, on Saturdays, usually, mm-hmm. I have a project card that I work on. I just go down and I just tinker with it. It's always broken anyways. So you tinker with it. And when you're focused on one thing, it's like all of the problems that you may have for that time, it leaves. And sometimes that's all you need. Sometimes throwing yourself into a hobby is the difference between you getting like very manic and might do something to harm yourself and you stepping back and just de-stressing. Like it's like a buffer zone. So that's my advice, really.
Oh, it's a good one.
Well, I'm someone who have suffered from depression and caused by my anxiety because I have mild bipolar where I have the high and then I go low and then but then I learned that what I call depression, it wasn't depression. It was restoration. And so now I call it my restoration. So this is what I would say to someone who, because it's a depression for me, and I'm going to use my own story. Because again, for me, even at Christmas times, I used to be like crying. And every time I see those happy families on TV and everything, I would just be crying and things. So I was that where I was staying in where I was feeling like I don't feel safe going out, but I'm here by myself, you know, and maybe I didn't have something because it wasn't just the being by myself that bothered me. It was whether or not I was by myself and I have my basic needs are filled and things like that. But what I learned was I learned to see my depression different because I started paying attention to when did I get depressed? When was I anxious? What was happening to me? And what I realized is it's not that I wasn't okay in the moment. It's that I was worried about the future and the past. Yeah. Mm. So what I would say to someone is, ask yourself in this moment, right now, this minute, am I okay? Mm-hmm. In this minute, not the next minute or the minute after that or the minute before that, but in this moment, am I okay? I am. I am. Even if I have, even if I'm hungry, I am because I'm here to be having thoughts. I'm here to be having, you know what I mean? And so once you can come to ask yourself that question, am I okay? After that, pray. Now, when I say pray, I don't just mean start asking God for things. Mm-hmm. Start giving, look around and start listing what you have and start saying thank you for it. Mm-hmm. Just everything. Like you said, get a hobby. You know, one of the things I have done, mm-hmm. I get a sheet of paper in my house and I walk around and start writing everything that's there and start thanking God for it. Like every living thing. I've done it.
Wow.
Yeah. And the next thing I'll say is this. This is something I've been practicing and it has been working for me. I will do anything to be okay. Mm-hmm. I am willing to do anything to be okay, to be well. So if I feel that I'm too lazy to work, then I'm not going to work. If I feel I need to go underneath the bed and lie down, I'm going under the bed to lie down.
All right.
If I feel I need to catch some water in the tub and just line it, if I feel not to talk, do anything to achieve peace of mind. I mean, anything necessary. I don't care what that thing is. And it couldn't be anything negative, because negative things don't give you peace of mind.
Uh-huh.
So do whatever it takes to give you peace of mind in this moment, and take it moment by moment.
Wow.
All right. Thank you, lady and gentleman. Listen, I'm going to share some with you, and you can drop your line if you want to. So how do I take care of or support someone in this? And of course, these are suggested things. So one, encourage your loved ones to meet with a mental health professional. Now, sometimes talking to somebody does help, and depending on your level of depression, a professional will help. Yes. Also, do not shame or minimize your experiences. Don't do that. All right? Be real. Also, invite them out. Now, I know this one probably wouldn't go for cold turkey, right? Do not invite her anywhere. Let her
or you can invite the person. You can invite the person, but listen to them to really understand, is this something that would make them happy? Because I'm assuming you want to invite them because you'd like to make them happy. So be open to, maybe this isn't the answer, but it's okay to ask, but listen for their answer.
And I heard you, coach, you spoke about, talking to yourself, and how do we take care of ourselves in this time? So have realistic expectations. Listen,
that's don't watch anyone.
Yes.
Not everything on social media is real. All right. So have realistic expectations and practice saying no. That is something I'm learning.
So it's saying
no. No. Yes. Yeah. And it says, limit external sources of holiday pressure. Mm-hmm. Yes, we spoke about a lot of that this evening. And don't slack on self-care. That's what Coach was talking about. You know, just lay in that tub, eat your favorite ice cream, watch your favorite movie, just relax, meditate, do whatever you do.
And if the movies make you cry, put on Wild and Out or something. Put on something that makes you happy and something that doesn't make you worry. Something that when you're doing it, it takes away the time. You don't even realize that. You see, we have to become radical about our own peace of mind. Radical. Yeah. You know what I mean? And when I say about your peace of mind, I'm not just talking about external forces, but your own internal voices.
True.
Yeah, we have to become radical about protecting our space, protecting our mind, protecting our peace. Because you know what I've learned? In the end, everyone is trying to protect their own peace.
Yeah. And you know, if I can add something to this, because, it doesn't matter if we are on family. It doesn't matter if we have the biggest paying job. It doesn't matter if like Rekko said, our fridge is stacked, you know. It doesn't matter if we don't have our health.
It
doesn't matter.
You won't enjoy it.
There's something about health that It's if you can wake up in the morning and breathe.
I'm telling you. Yes.
And breathe out. Oh my God. You can get off the bed on your own and
absolutely,
and everything works.
Yes.
And comes out the way. Hey, folks.
and you know, people are so right when everything bodily functions work.
Even when you pass gas. Ooh, thank you, Lord.
I've had that experience where for a couple of days I couldn't do that. And it changed my entire life. I didn't realize how important those bodily functions were.
Small little things that we sometimes overlook.
Oh, my God.
You may not have the money, guys. You may not have the gifts. Yeah. You may not have the...
But you have you. You have you. Oh,
my
God. Yeah.
I can't say enough about that.
It's true. You're spot on.
Yes.
You're spot on. And I'd like to add something to the list that you shared, Lady Misty.
Sure.
We need to also know what your truth is. You first have to know what it is. So you can then communicate it in a way that sets boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
set boundaries, but you first have to know those boundaries so that you can effectively communicate it. And nothing is wrong with a breakdown. It's okay if someone gets sad. Mm-hmm. It's okay if you have to disappoint someone. It's called a breakdown.
Good point.
It's okay. Breakdowns lead to breakthroughs.
Yes.
You know, it's okay. And sometimes we're afraid to have those breakdowns because we don't want to face the catastrophe of it. But it's okay because it's in those breakdowns. Mm-hmm. And if you're going through depression, may you change that to restoration. It's your time for restoration. Because if you're on a high and things are going well and then you find yourself feeling sad or feeling low, instead of naming it and worrying about it, just kind of introspect. What am I feeling right now? Get a good understanding of, and this is it, yeah? Feel. Oh my gosh. Feel. Sit in your feelings and feel it.
Yeah.
So that you can define what you're feeling. Because sometimes we don't even think about what it is that I'm feeling. We start giving it names and labels and definitions when we haven't really sat and thought, what exactly am I feeling?
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, so feel what you feel and honor your feelings. Find your voice and quiet the noise.
Great point.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Paul. Listen, dropping gems. You know, I wanted to ask, just before we wrap up, because, you know, the curtains are coming down, I wanted to ask Adrian this question, especially in a time like this now, when I know a lot of persons on base are away from their families, away from their wives, their immediate families. How do you cope? On base in that kind of environment, I know it must be stressful, especially being away for so long. And what are some of the things that you do, you know, with your family to keep, you know, that stress level down?
Well,
because you're not choosing to be alone.
True. Personally, at this time, I'm personally not alone anymore because I moved my family here. But I can give you like examples of what's going on, like on the base presently.
Yeah.
We're currently in a period of block leave, right? So it's between December 17th and January 3rd, where your leave cannot be denied. Once you put it in, you're going to get it.
Nice.
So
good. Yeah.
But there are people who choose not to take leave at this point, right? For whatever reason. And these people live in the barracks. So they're very much alone. It's not like me where I have my immediate family here. So girlfriend and child. So I don't need to take leave really because but these guys are in the barracks with other military members who aren't taking leave. So what happens is because I'm in aviation, most of the pilots leave anyways. So the birds aren't flying. So we have minimal maintenance to do. So what happens is the cadre will organize like a series of like events, like cookouts for everybody that's in the barracks. And we work half days at this point. So we leave early to have time off, and Christmas already holidays that falls in between that. It's like a 4-day weekend. So they take mental health very seriously here.
Good. That's wonderful. Like,
very seriously.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, that is so wonderful.
Because it affects them because we've had a suicide recently. And when it happened, like every battalion has to go to like prevention awareness, and we have a circle where we have to talk.
Wow.
And they share how we identify signs, and the chaplain comes in, like, they take it very seriously here.
I love that they open the floor for talking, because you see, this is it.
Yes.
A lot of times, sometimes you feel like, can I say what I'm thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm about to say may be so different from what you're thinking.
Yeah.
You know, so we get sometimes timid, because sometimes have you ever had the case where something is wrong with you and you say to someone, I remember in 2019, I went through something in 2016, and for 2 years, I couldn't leave my home. And I would just have persons say to me, just go outside, just get up and go to church. They didn't even understand. I felt like with each word, it's like someone was stabbing me. Because I would literally go to the door and I couldn't leave. So when I talk about depression, I've been there. Mm-hmm. I've been through states of minds where I remember crying so hard, my body ached, wow. You know? And what helped me was gratitude. And mm-hmm. and what helped me was quieting the noise outside and recognizing that though people may seem to love you or to want to love you or maybe trying to love you, what they were doing was shunning you. They were wow. shutting you up. And so I had to learn how to recognize shut up from support.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to make the tough decision of, if you're shutting me up, I'm going to have to shut you out. Yes. And I learned how to learn what my own truth was and understand that that had value. And that is how I have gotten to the place now where it's so funny because for a long time, I just wanted to be in a relationship. And now I don't even want to be in a relationship, mm-hmm. you know, and having dated even recently, I'm just like, I'm kind of good right now.
Mm.
I'm kind of loving me for the first time. Wow. I fell in love with me about 3 months ago. Mm. I'm 40 years old. I just fell in love with me 3 months ago
wow.
because I kept thinking, I'm getting it wrong. I'm trying to connect with you. And I realized that whilst your relationships are important, you've got to have an objective for them. Each relationship needs an objective. Why are we in relationships? Why are we in a relationship?
Yeah.
Why are we, why do we have this kind or that kind of relationship? And what will this relationship require for us to maintain it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we have to get to a place, because I'm telling you, relationships are necessary, but a lot of relationships also cause a lot of depression.
Mm-hmm.
It fuels your depression and it makes you sad because persons in them trying to according to them do what you want, they miss what you need.
Wow.
They miss what wow. you need. So we have to get to a place where I love you the way you receive love. And I may not love you all the ways you receive love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But we have to get to, this is that talking part where people are able to speak their minds even if we yeah. are not in yeah. agreement. We don't yeah. need to be in agreement yeah. all the time.
And mm-hmm. my thoughts and feelings are respected. And
absolutely. That, yeah. Oh my gosh, that feeling yes, thing, Lady Missy, is a yes. big deal. Mm-hmm. Big deal. Yes. And I
so you may
I
not
have,
agree with me, but,
yes,
but
my feelings matter.
And you're absolutely to what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Yes. This hush thing, you're in pain, mm-hmm. hush. Mm-hmm. What is yeah, that?
I agree with you.
Oh no.
You know?
The hush thing not gonna work.
Yeah, we have to create an environment where people can talk. Exactly. And when they talk,
I
listen.
I specifically asked Mr. Bertha a question because I know
yeah.
The cohort, you know, in the army is mostly men and men don't really talk. Mm-hmm. And you know,
these men talk.
The little I know about the army, you know, they portray this yeah. tough, you know, persona mm-hmm. out there. But it's very important.
Vulnerability is beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. And I am happy to hear that they value mental health yeah. and they value de-stressing. Yes. Especially oh, yeah. around this time when persons
sometimes
are away from
guilty.
Their families.
Sometimes I feel guilty with de-stress though much.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
There's one thing that I respect because, listen, I can only talk for my unit, right? Because I've heard stuff about other units that is not
right.
like it's not desirable.
Not favorable, though.
But
same, yeah.
there's a thing that we do here, and it's like, this is an army-wide thing, but some units do it differently. But I can tell you how we do it. It's called a sensing session, right? So, say there's a serious allegation against one of the cadre.
Uh-huh.
The sensing mm-hmm. session would involve somebody higher up, like your first sergeant or the commander. Uh-huh. When he gets into that session, all leadership is barred from going in. So it's only junior enlisted, and he takes his rank off, like he tears it off. So he's no longer the first sergeant. He's just somebody listening to your concerns.
Wow.
And I respect the symbolism of it.
Wow. 'Cause
he could very well just tell you, oh, yeah. This is just between us, but he takes the rank off mm-hmm. and says, there is no rank here. It's just me listening to your concerns.
Wow.
And anything shared in here will be here.
That's powerful.
And I love that.
I respect that.
I love that.
Yeah, that's nice. Wow.
Yeah, listen, guys, wonderful, wonderful conversation that we have had tonight.
It really was.
It is so wholesome, and I trust that you have garnered something that you can take with you through this season. I know it can be very, very pressuring, you know, with a lot of things slowly opening. We want to, you know, go all out because, you know, we are considered locked in for so long. And with wanting to go out, it comes with so many different, you know, anxieties and stresses from here, there, and everywhere. But I trust that tonight, the conversation that we have had here will be of support to you and to be of help to you. I want to say a huge, huge thanks to our two guests tonight.
Yes.
Rachel, as usual, you're dropping them gems, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Adrian. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Yes. Before you guys go, just tell us, you know, where we can find you, you know, if you have any business venture you want to share with us before, you know, we go.
I mean, I'm just active on Instagram, to be honest with you.
We find you there. We find you there.
Yeah.
At My Coach Ministry on Instagram, too. That's where I am.
It's AdrianaB86 on Instagram.
Yeah. All right. We certainly find you there and connect with you. Once again, we want to thank all our listeners tonight for your continued support, all our supporters, our partners, and all those who continue to keep our company tonight. Thank you so much for listening to Let's Talk Relationships. Once again, we thank our guests tonight, Coach Rachel and Adrian Berth, for dropping by and for engaging with us. It was indeed a great show, DJ KPE. So relaxing.
Listen. It was chill. And guys, remember to like, subscribe, and share.
That's it.
Lady Misty, it was fun. And again, I wish you a Merry Christmas when it comes and a Happy New Year to all our viewers out there, guys. You know, stay safe. Don't drink too much. Stay safe. And just relax and breathe in and just, you know, release, relax, relate. You know,
yes, and be reminded too to stay safe. And I want to extend the greeting and the well wishes to the LTR team, the Uni Radio team, all of those persons who are working behind the scenes that kept us all throughout the year, that held us down.
Kudos.
The persons who passed through, all the previous guests, you have yourselves a wonderful Christmas and a safe one.
So folks, see you next on 22 on Let's Talk Relationships.
Talk Relationships.
All right.
Good night.
Oh, holy night, stars are brightly shining. It is the night of a dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appears and the soul felt his worth. The thrill of all the universe rejoices, for yonder reigns a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when when Christ was born. All night divine, all night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is a brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. He thrills all hope and glorious chorus raise me. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His God and glory. The more proclaimed